Now, it is announced to me at this moment in time, we're stuck in a parallel of sorts. We start at the end because, let's be honest, I'm at the end. I'm at the end of everything that this stood for. I'm in a room, and here it is. Everyone's seeing me. They're seeing me for what I became. I told myself I was never going to be in this room because, quite frankly, to be looked at in this way and have this feeling of grief and guilt wasn't what I've been wanting, or ever wanted for that moment, or ever in life. But fuck, man. It was fun.
So it's a common rule in life. A person has to go through something to become a better person in the process, because he takes that problem and that pain and suffering and becomes who he or she is. The thing is, there's a choice. Be terrible and continue in your shitty ways, or learn, advance, and just live in the process. Let me tell you a story about the first time I ever got my heart broken. Yeah. So let's take it back to a time during high school graduation. 2 weeks prior, I had met this girl. I'd seen her around school a lot. And the cool thing about her was, she was a very pretty girl, and I was at a point in time where I did not see myself as good looking for the most part. That still remains true today, but not as sadly, I guess, if that's a word. But the thing that made her interesting was, here's this pretty girl who I like, and she definitely likes me. And truth be told, I don't know why she likes me. I saw myself, again, just very ugly. But we talked, we chatted a lot, and of course we kissed a lot too. And of course, being 19 years old, you still got a lot of hormones and feelings running through you. I personally was all right with that. Didn't know what to do with that, but I was all right with it because, well, I had been wanting that for a long time. I had been wanting it for a while. All the teen movies I had watched up to that point, that was that really terrible projection of love. Guy meets girl, girl meets guy. As soon as guy gets noticed by a girl who's out of his league, for the most part, they fall in love, they fall out of love, and then cliche shit. So here we are, graduation day. I'm ready to say goodbye to a chapter in my life, which is known as high school, but I know once I cross that stage, there's going to be someone there to give me a hug, and it's going to be her. So I was more excited about that. Also, in my head, I had the vision, as soon as I cross that stage, my life is going to plan out such as this. I'm going to marry this one, and I'm going to be with this one for the rest of my goddamn life, because, well, by golly gee, I love her. If there's one thing I wanted in life, was
just affection, but I myself never really know what came with the affection, commitment, and discovering stuff. I didn't want to discover things because I was okay with living in the moment and let those moments be the past, and I'm lingering in the past for quite some time. But my problem was this. I didn't really know how to love. I only had an idea of love. And with love comes sacrifice, commitment, and so much more. And I thought I would give that out when really all I wanted was all that for me and not her. Months passed by, days, weeks. We chat, we talk, but then as we continue to chat and talk, she keeps bringing up her situations and her problems, and she gets emotional, and as she gets emotional, she starts to cry, and she has problems with her father and her parents, and here I am, this young, stricken kid trying to understand the meaning of life and everything in between it, and college and trying to impress. And granted, in my mind, I had already had the idea to myself saying, I'm going to marry this girl, I'm going to love her, I'm going to have kids with her, and these are my ideas and these are my plans. And I had all my future planned out. All my future planned out because, well, this is it. The thing is, it's funny, the future. It's funny because the future isn't meant to be known. So here I am stuck in the present. She calls me on my phone one night after we had gotten into a humongous argument. And I had been thinking about it for the longest time, and I said to myself, if she leaves me, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. If she leaves me, I don't know who I'm going to be. If she leaves me, if she breaks up with me, truth be told, I am going to be a fucking emotional wreck because, well, I am nothing without her. I want to be with her. We talk, and I say, are you okay? Are we okay? Are we okay? Silence on her, and I say, Courtney, are we okay? Please, talk to me. Let me know. More silence on her end. More and more silence. And I say, please, just talk to me. And she says, I think we need to call things off because, well, I'm not ready to be in this relationship. And I say, please, don't do this. Don't do this. In my head, of course, but in my mind, after days of already sobbing around, I say these things in my mind, and I want to reach my hand and go to her and say, I'm sorry, I'll be better. In my mind, I want to say these things and do these things, but on the surface of the reality, I just say, fine. And I say to her, Courtney, whoever you wind up with, I really hope you make him happy because you've made me happy. And she says, okay, thank you. And she hangs up the phone, cold fucking blooded, cold blooded, yes. I leave the phone to my ear for 2 minutes afterwards. And I say, this isn't real, this isn't real, this isn't real, this isn't real. I don't want this to be real. Anxiety builds up inside of me. And as the anxiety builds inside of me, tears start to rummage through my body as they fall out of my eyes. This isn't real, this isn't real, this isn't real, this isn't real. This is heartbreak, isn't it? My dad wasn't around to tell me what it's like to be a man at that time. I knew him, but I didn't know him that well up to this point. In no way were we separate, but at the same time, we were far from one another, and I resented him. My mom had no idea what to do. I was just quiet. I was quiet, and I needed to be quiet, and I wanted to be quiet. I didn't want to even leave where I was at. I woke up every morning and just laid in my bed for 2 hours, doing nothing but thinking about her, and I wanted to be with her every moment and second. And I said, hopefully things will work out. Reality, oh, things are not going to work out. Expectations, things will work out. I have dreams about her. This is what it's meant to be. Oh, this is not what the movies are supposed to be like. In the movies, there's something more. In the movies, we find ourselves. In the movies, we see each other across the way, and we run into each other's arms, and once we do that, we say, I'm sorry. We live a happy life forever and ever. But this isn't a movie, Sherm. This is real life. And boy, is it only about to get more fucked up than you imagined.